Every migrant living and working in this country, people from outside the European Union and the UK, must pay an annual registration fee for the right to live and work here. The permit costs €300 for everyone over the age of 18 who doesn't have an exemption. That's far in excess of the price of a passport at €75 for 10 years and a 10-year driver's licence, also €75. Last year, migrant registration cards netted the Department of Justice €71 million. The Migrant Rights Centre says it's unfair and it wants to see the Irish permit lowered in line with some other European countries who charge €30 for a similar document. Now, our reporter Ethna Dodd spoke with Li Jie Shuao. He came to Ireland in 2013 and has lived here ever since.
I came to Ireland as a student to start with, and then I got a job and I started work here. And then my husband joined me about 6 years ago because I liked Ireland very much, so we would like to call it home. So since I came to Ireland about 10 years ago, I paid about 10 times of registration fees and €300 per time. And my husband, over the past 6 years, so together we have spent more than €5,000 on the Irish residence permit card. I believe it was a huge financial burden on us and on many migrant workers here in Ireland and also students as well. Every year, we don't have any choice. We have to pay that. Otherwise, we won't be able to continue the study and we will become illegal here. To live in Ireland was quite expensive. And in my case, when my husband was not able to work, and every year we have to prepare, like we have to put aside €600 aside. At that time, we didn't buy any insurance because we were not able to afford it. Really not fair, to be honest, because we thought that we should be treated equally and fairly in Ireland. Like the fees for just a residence card is very expensive.
Neil Bruton, campaigns manager with Migrant Rights Centre Ireland, is here in studio. Neil, thank you for coming into us. And we heard Li Jie Shuao saying there how she and her husband have spent since 2013 €5,000 securing these annual permits. What does the Migrant Rights Centre want?
Well, I think first of all, it's important to clarify for your listeners who we're talking about here, because there's a lot of kind of conversation around migration at the moment. And these are people, mainly a huge proportion will be on employment permits. They're people Ireland has called out for to come and fill essential jobs that we can't fill ourselves.
Our nurses, our doctors.
These are people who are looking after older people in their homes, working as nurses, putting food on our tables, working in meat factories and on farms. These are people we need in Ireland. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important to say. It's also people studying in universities and paying high international fees to do that. So these are people that we've called out for and they've heeded that call and they've come. And we believe that they are not being treated fairly here. They're paying an extortionate fee, an unfair fee. And we believe that everyone deserves to be treated equally and fairly in the country that they call home.
A permit is necessary. You agree with the permit?
Yeah, we're not asking for the permit to be scrapped entirely. Okay. We're just asking for it to be brought to something that is a reasonable fee. Like you mentioned, a passport is €75 and lasts 10 years, a driving license 55 and can last 10 years as well. So we're looking for it to be brought to something that is proportionate, that is reasonable. This fee was actually doubled in 2012 and as an austerity measure. And we've seen the vast majority of austerity measures dramatically reduced or scrapped since then, but this fee hasn't been looked at.
All right. So you've been talking to the Department of Justice about this and other matters. And before we get to the success or the outcome of those talks, what is also happening about the process of applying for these permits? Because I know the Irish Examiner was reporting the other day how the process there was through the Garda Síochána initially, and there were delays of up to 2 months and more.
I mean, for years we've seen delays in registrations through in immigration service delivery, and actually we heard worrying reports in the last week that staff that were working on registrations were going to be transferred to working on the border or in other areas in immigration control. So we need more investment in this area. There are long delays in many across Ireland around registrations. And we're looking for, and when you see that, that's a poor service being offered to people. And for that poor service, they're also expected to pay extremely high fees.
Just clarify this for me. Do they pay their money and then have to wait to get the permit?
Generally, they will pay. They'll get their passport stamped on the day and then the card will be posted out to them.
OK. Later. And if you don't have your permit, what does that stop you doing? You can still work, but can you leave the country and come back, for example?
You couldn't leave the country and
so
come back.
Well, that's the big problem.
Well, nobody would ever live in Ireland without registering their permission. You know, they wouldn't be able to count that time towards citizenship. They would eventually become undocumented, which nobody would want to do. So nobody does not pay. Everyone pays this fee because they have to pay it.
All right, let's tell you what, and you probably know this, what the Department of Justice says. It's common practice, they say, to charge a fee. Once you have the card, you don't have to apply for the re-entry when you're coming back into the state. Well, we've talked about that. They've talked about the exemptions as well, and they say that the 300 cost reflects the effort and the time and the cost of producing the card to process the registrations. But they do add they are reviewing a range of aspects in relation to the permits and so on. Are they reviewing the cost?
I mean, well, we were told that a review would take place in quarter one of this year. And we're now well into quarter two and we haven't seen that review come to a conclusion. So we're very worried that that review is not going to take place in time for any reduction to be included in this year's budget. And yes, they have said to us, look, there's costs associated with this. And we don't disagree with that, but we cannot see any justification for a €300 fee. They say they've other costs. So what is the real, according to us, what we can see, the cost of the card is €20. They have not said
the cost of producing it.
The cost
of
producing
it
is €20. Yeah. They have not given us any costs to produce. So when they talk about other costs, we'd love to hear from them what the real cost is. Is it €25? Is it €30? Is it €35? We don't believe for a second it's anywhere near €300.
Neil Bruton from Migrant Rights Centre Ireland, thanks for coming into us this morning.